in this bulletin. Three bodies found in Mexico, where two Australian brothers are missing. Israel attacks a residential area of Rafah in southern Gaza, killing at least six Palestinians. And in football, a German third division side become the first professional team to appoint a female coach for their men's team. With all the latest SBS News, I'm Hannah Kwon. Three bodies have reportedly been found in an area of northern Mexico where two Australian brothers and a friend are missing. Reuters cited two sources with knowledge of the investigation as saying Mexican authorities had found three bodies in the Baja Peninsula. Perth siblings Callum and Jake Robinson, both in their 30s, were travelling in the region on a surfing holiday when they failed to check into pre-arranged accommodation near the city of Ensenada. Their mother, Deborah Robinson, appealed for help to find her two sons and a US friend they were travelling with, saying she had not heard from them since Saturday. She wrote on Mexican social media that Callum is a type 1 diabetic, so there is also a medical concern. Baja California State Chief Prosecutor Maria Elena Andrade Ramirez said police had questioned three people in relation to their disappearance, but the chances of finding the men had diminished as a result of delays to the investigation. Investigators have found a burnt-out white ute and abandoned tents believed to have belonged to the missing men. Officials from the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade have been providing the family with support. Hospital officials say the Israeli military has killed at least six Palestinians, including four children, after bombing a house in Gaza's southern region of Rafah. The attack on a residential neighbourhood was reportedly carried out after midnight with no warning for the civilians inside. Sana Zorub, the aunt of two children killed in the attack, say they were killed while sleeping in their mother's arms.
Three missiles hit the innocent children. The two girls were sleeping in their mother's lap. Do you know what it means to be sleeping in their mother's lap? They're in pieces. They were in grade 1 and grade 6, Bisan and Basmala. Bisan and Basmala were sleeping in their mother's lap and now they're in pieces. How did the Israelis benefit from this? What did they benefit from killing the innocent children?
It comes as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has promised to invade the densely populated region of Rafah, whether or not a ceasefire deal is signed. A United Nations human rights delegation says too many Aboriginal children are coming into contact with the criminal justice system and being removed from their families in Western Australia. The UN expert mechanism on the rights of Indigenous peoples has made a series of recommendations to the WA government following a visit to Perth, Albany and Geraldton in October at the invitation of Noongar Family Safety and Wellbeing Council. The UN body has advised that WA raise the age of criminal responsibility from 10, establish a dedicated First Nations Children's Commissioner and expand a specialised therapeutic court being piloted at Perth's Children's Court. About 19,500 Indigenous children were in out-of-home care in Australia as of June the 30th in 2021, a rate of 58 per 1,000 Indigenous children, which is more than 10 times the rate of non-Indigenous children. The Greens have accused Labor of failing to address the national housing crisis as an independent report into the nation's housing system predicts affordability will continue to decline. The inaugural report by the government appointment National Housing Supply and Affordability Council also found the government is unlikely to meet its ambitious target of 1.2 million new homes by 2029. Housing Minister Julie Collins sees the report's finding as an opportunity to change the housing system. But Greens MP and spokesperson for housing Max Chandler-Mather says the report presents more evidence of how Labor is failing to tackle the issue.
On basically every measure, Labor is catastrophically failing. The lowest proportion of public housing on record. The highest costs on housing for households on record. We have got a devastating housing crisis and our housing system in Australia is fundamentally broken.
Orthodox Christians are following the procession of the epitaph of Jesus Christ outside churches and temples across the world in a century-old tradition. The epitaphs are adorned with roses and old cloths that resemble the one worn by the Son of God after his crucifixion. Orthodox believers in Greece and Armenia, but also those in Ukraine, celebrate Easter during this time of the year. The procession of the epitaph is followed by the first resurrection early on Saturday morning in the build-up to the main Easter festivities. Taking a look at sport now, and in football, German 3rd Division side FC Ingolstadt have become the first professional team to appoint a female coach for their men's side. The club have announced 32-year-old Sabrina Wittmann will be the interim manager of the team until the end of the season after parting ways with former coach Michael Kolner. Wittmann was previously in charge of the club's under-19 squad. She's described her appointment as first team manager as a significant milestone for women in football.
Also klar, es ist ein unfassbar schöner Moment, also für, ich glaube, für alle. Aber für mich ging es in erster Linie darum, dass die Aufgabe, die ich bekommen habe, für mich viel besonderer ist, als tatsächlich jetzt die erste Frau im Profifußball zu sein.
And that's all the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.